We have the pride of Baldwin, Josh Kaczynski, joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Just grinding, going through the season.
Yeah, it's it hasn't been easy, has it?
No, it hasn't. You know, as a coach, you're always hopeful that you believe. You're so competitive that you come in and you just believe you're going to change it around quickly. And I've heard so many times, it's your first year, you know, and it's like, man, as a coach, you don't want to believe that. You just believe that you can jump in and microwave the program and get it going. But it's been a challenge. It has. And, you know, one I'm up for. So we're going to keep working every day and hopefully move this program the right way.
You had a nice win the other night. Are you, Josh, are you seeing progress?
Well, we are. We really are. You know, as a coach, again, you never want to give up on kids. And so, you know, I've kept with a bunch of kids and players, that student athletes that, you know, are just, we're having a tough time getting it and understand the program. So we're trying to, you know, get the right people on the bus, the wrong people off the bus, and move forward. And we are seeing progress. You know, the kids got great attitudes and really want to win. So we got a core group there that are really trying and trying to understand what we're trying to put in the ground as a staple for the program that's going to move forward.
Well, after a losing streak, you beat Grand Rapids 63-60 and a nice win at Glen Oaks. You put up 85. I think that's one of your better outputs of the year.
It was. You know, the biggest thing, you know, when you go to junior college is just getting consistency. And you run into a lot of problems. It's not necessarily on the court.
Right.
You know, just attitudes and different things with, you know, academics. And so we've been really inconsistent. We'll show glimpses of greatness. And then, you know, the next day, you know, kids come in and they got a different attitude. And, you know, it's more of a me, me, me. And so we run into those things. And again, as a coach, you always want to try to just teach life lessons and keep kids around and try to make sure that they're progressing the right way, even because it's bigger than basketball. But, you know, I think the group we got now, we're progressing and the attitudes are good, like I said. And hopefully we can make a move, and we got our sights to make the playoffs and make a run.
Yeah. So what do you have to do that, Josh?
Make shots. You know, I mean, and that's the other thing. You know, you come in, I got the job late August, and we didn't have any summer program. We didn't get to recruit, really. So, you know, working with these guys again, they've had great attitudes, and they're working hard, but you can't make up time, you know. And that's the thing with our summer program. We make sure that they're making 1,000 shots a day. You know, so if you take them 3 months out, you know, how many shots are you missing out on? And that's been a lot of our losses. You know, we've lost by 4 or 5 here and there. And it's been a lot of turnovers. Mm-hmm. You know, really understanding what it takes to win, you know, when it comes down to it. And we've had some tough turnovers at the end of games. And then we've executed great. We just haven't made shots. So them are things in the summer that you really kind of get out of your system and then develop the shooting and making shots. And so that puts us where we are today.
I was just looking at your scorebook, and Ray Johnson had quite a game for you. He made 9 of 14 shots and 11 rebounds.
Yeah.
And that was a solid effort.
Ray's, you know, a stand-up kid. I mean, he's a perfect kid, me and Coach. You know, we came from Mason Community College, and we had a staple program out there. And we'd say, you know, Ray is that kid. You know, he's a Mesa kid. He's unbelievable. He gives every ounce he has. You know, I'm proud of him because it's producing for him. You know, he's putting up good numbers, and he's got a great attitude every day. He comes to work. He never has any sass back. He just comes to work and goes. And we know exactly what we're going to expect out of Ray every game, and he's produced. So I'm happy for him.
Mm-hmm. What about this game tonight with Lake Michigan?
You know, we've had a great win. You know, we always say as coaches, let's not have a letdown game. You know, we finally win one, you know, much like the Grand Rapids game. That was guys played with a lot of enthusiasm and really performed, and then the next game come out and you don't know what team you're getting. So, you know, we've had some good practices. It's only a one-day turnaround, but we're hoping that they come out with the same fight and energy and can put two together.
Yeah. How important to get hooked into the community, Josh? I know we talked about that right after you were hired. Hopefully this association with the radio will help in that regard.
Well, absolutely. You know, I've been recruiting all over the county here, trying to find players. I think that's huge. You know, you get people into the stands, you know, and then you get good kids in the community that are playing and they get to extend their basketball career. You know, it's only like 6% of high school students move on to the next level. So we're trying to pick some good players and student athletes out of the community to bring them in and, you know, hopefully get kids out or get parents out to the gym and, you know, start building something special. That's one thing is, you know, we're putting the staple in the ground what our program's going to be. And it's going to be successful with just, it's patience. If I got a weakness, that is my weakness is I'm not very patient when it comes to that. You know, you want it right away, but we're doing the right things. I believe that, and we're producing a staple of our program, and, you know, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's tough. I guess I could – you've probably had history lessons, but, you know, they had some national championship teams here, but all the kids were from Chicago, and, you know, you could shoot a cannon through there. You just couldn't get the fans out there, even though they put out – absolutely unbelievable product on the floor.
Yeah, well, it's hard now too, you know, with internet and social media and TV. I mean, everything, you know, people want to sit at home and just get it instantaneously right there, you know.
Right,
it's
right.
I gotta get up and get in the car and drive and, you know, go down the street 5 minutes. I mean, some people just don't want to do that, but, you know, if you do, you grab enough kids out of the community, now it's like, oh, you know, Johnny used to take my garbage out when he was 8, you know, different things like that.
Yeah,
now you can pull some kids that, you know, now they feel like, hey, I know them kids. So that's our goal, is to get, you know, a bunch of kids from the community and then hopefully at the same time put successful student athletes on the floor.
Yeah, we were just talking to an area principal here the other day, and they said more kids these days are staying closer to home. That, you know, kids used to want, when they graduated, they were out of the county in about 5 minutes, and you might not see them again. But more kids are staying around and going to college closer to home.
Yeah, they are. You know, it's tough, especially in the sports world. You see it; it's a little different. Yeah, more community kids are going to college close, but now with social media and how quick you can get a hold of somebody in Kentucky or Florida, or, you know, it's a lot easier to see those highlights and recruit. And, you know, to be, you know, a great program, you have to pull from all over the place and get the right mix at the same time. You know, I mean, if everybody was successful right here in the community, you know, and everybody stayed, you know, you could put a great product on the floor. But it's easy for coaches nowadays to just recruit all over the country.
Yeah, well, certainly is. One story that's interesting, and I just talked about him, Austin Davis, who's playing for Michigan, is from Onstead, just down the road from you guys, and I wouldn't give you a nickel for his chances, and now he is a contributor at Michigan.
Yeah, that's all about development, you know. Coaches take a chance on a kid that has some size, and, you know, but again, they have to develop over the summer, you know, which is becoming a lost art in a lot of ways, because kids graduate, they want to go out and they want to have fun and do so many other things. It's hard to get a kid to commit and say, hey, I want you here June 1st. We're going to work 4 weeks. We're going to take 2 weeks off. We're going to go another 4 or 5 weeks. You're going to get 2 more weeks off, and then we start school. You know, you give them that schedule, and they're like, oh, man, wait, I was going to go to Florida, and I was going to go on vacation, and I was going to, you know.
Yeah.
So you really do. I mean, that's a testament to what he did. He sacrificed his summer he worked and worked and worked, mm-hmm. and look where he's at. You know, it's developed and it's paid off. And them are the stories you try to tell your recruits when they come in. Hey, look, this kid didn't think he was going to make it, but he put in the work and believed. You know, and it's much just like, you know, a tribute to Kobe Bryant with such a sad story. But you think of the things he did. He was unique, the way he worked. And I tried to tell my kids the other day, you know, don't waste a day. You know, we want to sit back and we want to chill and, you know, just let's rest today. But that guy never rested every day. You know, it was get up and let's own this day. So hopefully, you know, that's inspired a lot of people across America. And more kids are, you know, they know about Kobe, but they dig deeper on why he was so great.
Yeah, how did you handle that story, Josh? And how did the kids handle it?
We were hurt. I mean, you know, I grew up in that era. These kids were young and watched him. You know, I woke up on Monday and I just didn't know what to do, but I knew I wanted to do something for Kobe because what he's done for the world. I went out and I had T-shirts made with Mamba on the front and then RIP on the back. And me and my coach wore one while we coached the other night. And then our kids, we got them warm-ups, you know, that the same T-shirts with Mamba on the front. And it was good. I think it really brought our guys together. And they all, you know, were really sad about it. And, mm-hmm. But I think it pulled us together, you know, as a team. They really fought. And in our pregame speech before the game, you know, we put the Kobe quote up on the board and we talked about it and just talked about how he didn't lose. You know, he didn't, you know, surrender his chances when it came down to it. You know, if he had to make free throws or if he had to handle the ball, he didn't turn it over. He made his free throws. He made his shots. You know, he just knew how to win with his IQ. So that's how we handled it. And then when we got the tip, I told the refs before the game, our first possession, whether we win the tip or we come down, we're going to call a timeout at 24 seconds and kind of honor him. So we did that.
Cool.
And, it was pretty cool. It was a good moment.
So you've been here, about 6 months. What are your impressions? What do you like?
It's cold. It's cold. I miss the days of, you know, going out to eat and sitting on the patio and it's 80 degrees out in Phoenix. But, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world.
This is golf weather, brother.
Yeah.
This is the mildest January we've ever had.
It is. And I say that all the time, even though I've been in Phoenix for 8 years, you know, enjoying that weather. I said, man, it's January and you can walk outside and it's, you know, 40, 50 degrees. It's not too bad.
No.
You know, so, you know, I'll take it because I know how bad they can be. But, you know, I'm loving it. You know, I love the fact I get to go to work every day and I got kids that are, you know, waiting for me to teach them. And you know, we get to play the game of basketball. You know, I mean, it's, you know, how blessed am I about that?
Yeah.
You know, so it's good. You know, I'm a lot closer to my son. I get to see him a lot. And, you know, he comes in and all the guys kind of, they make fun of how he talks and how hey, daddy, let's do this. You know, they all kind of got a little bond with him, which I love. And, you know, I couldn't ask for nothing better.
Hey, coming up, just point out to the listeners, there are a couple afternoon doubleheaders that might give people a better shot to get out there and take a look at what's going on. It's the first one is February 15th with Lansing Community College, arch rival. So I think the women play at 1 and the men at 3. And then, just a week or so later, Kellogg. So a couple afternoon doubleheaders coming up out at your place.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, hopefully by then we really got a rhythm going. And, you know, every game we've been in, it's been exciting because it's went right down to the wire. We've lost like 7 or 8 games, you know, by 4 or 5 points. I mean, it's been come right down to it. So, come out, see what you think about the team. We're really trying to put together a great product and, you know, show that the program is definitely going to be a success moving forward.
Hey, good luck tonight, Josh.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care. Thanks for stopping by. So, 5:30 for the women. They are, 12-4. The men are 5-13, but coming off maybe their best road performance of the year Lake Michigan skating over for that doubleheader this evening.